עברית, מועד קיץ, תשס"ט 2009, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה'. שלום רב, היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות של השידור בלבד. בסיום השידור על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה, השידור הראשון.
Hello listeners, and welcome to our program Around the World. And here with us in the studio is Kelly Dorfman of the Earth Watch Institute. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
Kelly, what is the Earth Watch Institute?
We are a volunteer organization that aims to save animals. As you probably know, in the last few decades, animals all over the world have suffered a lot because of changes in climate and the loss of living space. We at Earth Watch believe that animals are extremely important to the planet, so we're doing our best to help prevent further damage to their populations.
Are there any animals you are especially worried about?
All animals, wherever they are, deserve attention and care. But we cannot be everywhere in the world at once, so we go to those places where animals are in the greatest danger. Last year, for example, we sent volunteers to Sri Lanka to help create a nature reserve for very rare birds. And this year, a large group went to South Africa to work with giraffes and lions that needed to be moved to safer surroundings. At the moment, our volunteers are concentrated in 7 countries.
That's very impressive. Do a lot of people volunteer for this sort of work?
Oh yes, more than you might think. 20 or 30 years ago, very few people were interested in saving animals. Today, the number of volunteers is huge, which is really quite surprising. We get people of all ages and every possible profession, and they are willing to work very long hours in all weather conditions. It's not cheap either. A person traveling to some remote jungle can easily spend some $2,000 on airplane tickets and other expenses. But even that doesn't seem to prevent people from going. Last year, the number of our volunteers increased by 30% compared to the year before.
And what exactly do they do?
We send many of them to nature reserves where they spend a few months with the animals, feeding and caring for lions, monkeys, or elephants. Other volunteers help scientists record animal behavior, and some teach local school children about the importance of saving the animals in their country. As you see, there's a wide variety of jobs for them to choose from.
That sounds wonderful.
Thank you. I think it is, but I must admit that not everyone agrees. I've heard complaints that organizations like Earth Watch do more harm than good by sending too many people to places where they disturb wildlife and destroy what is left of the natural environment. And some people say we cause more pollution because of the airplanes that take the volunteers there.
But that's true, isn't it?
I don't think so. First of all, we are very careful to minimize the damage we do in any area we go into. Besides, the little damage we might cause is nothing compared with all the harm that's done to the animals and their environment by people and governments who don't care about them.
I see. Tell me, Kelly, if any of our listeners would like to volunteer, what should they do?
They can write or call our office or contact us through our website. We'd love to hear from them. We always need more volunteers.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Well, Kelly, thank you for coming to the studio, and to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשאיר על השאלות. נשמיע את כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית.
Thank you.
השני.
Hello listeners, and welcome to our program Around the World. And here with us in the studio is Kelly Dorfman of the Earth Watch Institute. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
Kelly, what is the Earth Watch Institute?
We are a volunteer organization that aims to save animals. As you probably know, in the last few decades, animals all over the world have suffered a lot because of changes in climate and the loss of living space. We at Earth Watch believe that animals are extremely important to the planet, so we're doing our best to help prevent further damage to their populations.
Are there any animals you are especially worried about?
All animals, wherever they are, deserve attention and care. But we cannot be everywhere in the world at once. So we go to those places where animals are in the greatest danger. Last year, for example, we sent volunteers to Sri Lanka to help create a nature reserve for very rare birds. And this year, a large group went to South Africa to work with giraffes and lions that needed to be moved to safer surroundings. At the moment, our volunteers are concentrated in 7 countries.
That's very impressive. Do a lot of people volunteer for this sort of work?
Oh, yes. More than you might think. 20 or 30 years ago, very few people were interested in saving animals. Today, the number of volunteers is huge, which is really quite surprising. We get people of all ages and every possible profession, and they are willing to work very long hours in all weather conditions. It's not cheap either. A person traveling to some remote jungle can easily spend some $2,000 on airplane tickets and other expenses. But even that doesn't seem to prevent people from going. Last year, the number of our volunteers increased by 30% compared to the year before.
And what exactly do they do?
We send many of them to nature reserves where they spend a few months with the animals, feeding and caring for lions, monkeys, or elephants. Other volunteers help scientists record animal behavior, and some teach local school children about the importance of saving the animals in their country. As you see, there's a wide variety of jobs for them to choose from.
That sounds wonderful.
Thank you. I think it is, but I must admit that not everyone agrees. I've heard complaints that organizations like Earth Watch do more harm than good by sending too many people to places where they disturb wildlife and destroy what is left of the natural environment. And some people say we cause more pollution because of the airplanes that take the volunteers there.
But that's true, isn't it?
I don't think so. First of all, we are very careful to minimize the damage we do in any area we go into. Besides, the little damage we might cause is nothing compared with all the harm that's done to the animals and their environment by people and governments who don't care about them.
I see. Tell me, Kelly, if any of our listeners would like to volunteer, what should they do?
They can write or call our office or contact us through our website. We'd love to hear from them. We always need more volunteers.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Well, Kelly, thank you for coming to the studio, and to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם